Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Well, you have a product that you've been wanting to show to a healthcare customer, and if you're like many medical sales professionals, you're willing to show that product anywhere you can find a few minutes with the healthcare provider. Is this always the best idea? Well, in my opinion, it isn't. We all hear about the famed scrub sink sale when you're selling to surgeons or personnel that work in the operating room. And certainly this can be a very effective place to sell if you know what you're doing. But it depends on the complexity of the sale. For example, if you're selling a product that is basically a generic commodity type product where you don't have to get a lot into the intricate details, well, you might be able to impart just enough information to be able to get your prospect to say, yeah, that's great, Harry, let's give it a try. But when you're dealing with a complex sale or something that requires a real change in your prospect's thinking, trying to do it at the scrub sink or while walking through the halls in the hospital may not be the best place. Yet we have salespeople who do it all the time. And why do they do it? Because those few minutes that you can get with a prospect anywhere oftentimes are very, very difficult to get. So when you find that time, many of us will just go ahead and take a shot at it. Well, that is not always the best reason to do it. Let's talk for a moment why that's not always the best place. For one thing, let's take the scrub sink, for example. When you're talking to a customer at the scrub sink, and let's assume that that customer is a surgeon, he's about to go ahead and do an operation. Now, is there a chance that that operation, his patient, might be on his mind? That's a rhetorical question. The answer is yes. So even if it appears that the doctor is listening to you while you're giving your quote-unquote scrub sink sales presentation, there's a good chance that his mind might be somewhere else and he's really not getting the full impact of your presentation. Well, what about if it's at the scrub sink after the operation? Again, the same thing. Especially if the doctor has some concerns about how the operation went or what the patient's post-operative follow-up is going to be, he or she may not be giving you their full attention. So again, probably not the best place to do it. You know, I know there's an old saying that sell your customers or your prospects anywhere where they will let you. But it's not always the best idea for some of the reasons that I talked about. So the question is, how do you transition from a scrub sink type sale or walking in the hospital or running into a customer in the parking lot or the cafeteria into a full sit-down presentation in the office? Well, again, that's going to be your first sale, is selling the prospect on the value of taking some time, however much time you need, if it's 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes. And I could hear some of you laughing when I say 45 minutes. One of the companies that I deal with on a regular basis has a sale that cannot be completed in less than 45 minutes. In fact, 45 minutes would be squeezing it. Many of these representatives usually ask for an hour, and they get the hour. Why do they get the hour? Because when they're asking for the appointment, they're able to answer the question, what's in it for me? In other words, if your prospect needs to spend an hour with you, let's think about our physician prospect, for example. What is 1 hour of a doctor's time worth? Arguably, it's probably worth a lot. I know if you're talking to a surgeon, many of them will tell you that an hour in their office is worth $500 or $1,000 an hour. That's before you take the overhead out. It's a lot of money. So if you're going to ask a doctor for $1,000 worth of his time, the question is, what is he going to get in return? Now, I'm not going to answer that question for you. That's something that you must be able to answer. But I'll tell you this, when you answer that question and you are able to sell that to the prospect up front, you won't have a problem getting a 30, 45, or 60-minute appointment. You see, it's all about what's in it for him. What's in it for the prospect if he or she spends the time with you? You see, here's the thing. If your product is that good for the patient and that good for the provider, then it's important enough that he or she sits down with you to really discuss it in detail before they make a decision whether or not to use it in their practice. Very important. So don't be shy about trying to take your presentation out of an environment where there's going to be a lot of interruptions and distractions and take it to an environment where you could sit down one-on-one and clearly impart the message that the provider needs to hear in order to make an intelligent decision regarding your product or service. Again, if you do this, you are going to have much greater medical sales results. I would like to thank you for spending time with Medical Sales Guru today, and I hope you will join us every week for our free weekly podcast. Until then, remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, it's all about the patient. Have a great week selling. Goodbye for now.